Hi, my name's Ruth and I'm an engagement assistant at Turner Contemporary. I will be describing the inner space within. A large crown of a 107-year-old ash tree stands tall in the centre of the white-walled gallery. It was felled because of a common disease called ash dieback. Natural light floods into the space through a row of 10 windows at the top of the north-facing wall. There are two entrances to the room, so the tree can be viewed from both sides. Two long strips of grey tape on the concrete floor show you where to stand, ensuring a safe distance between you and the tree. The closer you get to the tree, the more you can smell its gentle, earthy aroma. There are cuts and incisions in the trunk and branches, which were made to help relocate the tree from Lee's Court Estate into the gallery. The 28 pieces fit together perfectly like a giant jigsaw puzzle. Holding the pieces in place are around 22 metal wires and hooks from the ceiling and walls. The wires support and spread the weight of the tree, but they also make the tree look like a wild beast being held back. It reminds me of Gulliver waking up constrained in Lilliput. The tree has three large branches, so large they graze the ceiling and the gallery walls. Two of the thick branches have been cut at a sharp angle, revealing pale ringed interiors. From the large branches, smaller spiny twigs reach up to the light like a sparsely toothed comb or static hair. Some branches are fused together, creating a confusing tangle of melted wood. Spongy green moss covers large patches of the trunk. Some of the bark is blanketed with chalky white flakes, as if the tree has been rolled in blotches of flour. Set into the tree trunk is an oval cavernous hole, which may have been a home to an owl or a family of squirrels. Now it is home to dusty, abandoned spider's webs. Just below the hole, new-looking shoots are emerging, creating a sense of optimism. But the once bright and healthy leaves are starting to look tired and droop. At the base of the tree, some moss and dust flakes have fallen onto the floor. Although they are swept each day, by morning, a new dusting has appeared.